Hello everyone, welcome back to Corners of India. I'm your host Shivangi, and today is a very special day because this episode is a solo episode. Yeah, I know it's a little tough to hold your attention, but please hold on, because I've got such feedback that people wanted to listen to me more. Like, I was really surprised, but chalo koi nahi. आप सुनना चाहते हो तो हम सुनाएंगे. पीपल वॉन्टेड टू नो दैट हाउ डिड दिस पॉडकास्ट स्टार्टेड, हाउ आई स्टार्टेड ट्रैवलिंग एंड अ लॉट ऑफ क्वेश्चंस. सो आई थॉट टू स्टार्ट लाइक विद दिस कि हाउ आई स्टार्टेड और व्हाई आई स्टार्टेड. सो टुडेज टॉपिक विल बी इन 5 सेगमेंट्स वेयर इट्स समथिंग वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग एंड समथिंग which you need to know, okay? And I'll make sure कि ये सुनने के बाद you should get inspired and go to travel. So we are gonna explore how travel can contribute to dopamine detoxification, allowing you to rejuvenate your mind, body and spirit. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into the world of travel and its role in our well-being. So talking about dopamine detoxification, it involves taking a break from activities that provide immediate rewards, such as social media, video games, or other resources of instant gratification. Traveling to a new location can physically distance you from these habitual triggers, making it easier to avoid them during the detox period. Yeah. So talking about our first segment is breaking the routine. One of the key aspects of dopamine detoxification is breaking away from our daily routines and finding a sense of novelty. Traveling to different corners of India offers the perfect opportunity to break free from the monotony of everyday life. Whether it's exploring the bustling markets of Delhi, trekking through the scenic valleys of Himachal Pradesh, or meditating amidst the serene backwaters of Kerala, each destination provides a fresh perspective and a chance to escape the familiar. Not just this, but, you know, I have researched a lot about dopamine detoxification and why I feel that travel is best. So there is also a lot of other activities, like physical activities that increases your dopamine regulation. Okay, don't think about other physical activities, but let's talk about regular exercises or sports. It's good, but you know, we're speaking about taking a break from your daily routine and like exposing yourself to new environments, cultures and activities. So many travel experiences also involve physical activities like hiking, sightseeing or exploring new places on your foot. But my second segment is all about immersion in nature. If you know me, you know how much I love nature, greens, and okay. So let me take you to this breathtaking imaginary moment. Yeah. Nature has a profound impact on our well-being, and travel allows us to immerse ourselves in natural wonders of India. Just imagine yourself from the picturesque landscape of Kashmir to the breathtaking tea plantations of Darjeeling. Nature offers a sense of tranquility and awe-inspiring beauty. So now, you playing sports is good, but you in Kashmir with garam chai is something else, dude. And it also allows you to get disconnected from technology and embracing the serenity of nature. we give ourselves an opportunity to reset our brains and find solace in the present moment. जब आपके आगे कश्मीर की पहाड़े हों तो प्रेजेंट मोमेंट में होना तो बनता है ना, सो व्हाई नॉट ट्रैवल. एक्सप्लोरिंग नेचर इज नॉट जस्ट माइंडफुलनेस एंड रिलैक्सेशन बट इट ऑल्सो गिव्स यू कल्चरल एक्सप्लोरेशन. या सो टॉकिंग अबाउट सेगमेंट 3, traveling through the diverse cultural tapestry of India is like stepping into a vibrant kaleidoscope of traditions, languages, and customs. So think about the grandeur of Rajasthan's palaces to the spiritual aura of Varanasi's ghats. Every destination has a unique cultural experience to offer. And with this package, you know, if you are a foodie, you'll get the local cuisines to taste. Yeah, like every state in India has a different local cuisine. And it's just amazing, yeah. Like whenever I think about travel, I think about the culture, the tradition, and the food is along with that. Yeah. And you know, like engaging with different cultures allows us to expand our horizons, challenge our preconceptions, and gain a broader perspective on life, all of which contribute to dopamine detoxification. So here we come with our segment 4, which is mindful experiences. Travel is something that presents us with numerous opportunities for mindful experiences. Take it as practicing yoga in the lap of the Himalayas or partaking in a traditional cooking class in South India or participating in a silent meditation retreat in the peaceful mountains of Sikkim. All these activities encourage us to be present in the moment, fostering a sense of mindfulness and promoting inner peace. Not just that, also like engaging in relaxation activities also gives us like further support for dopamine detoxification by promoting a sense of calm and balance. So if you want to disconnect from your daily stressors and demands of life, choose such mindful places to travel, and India has a lot of corners like that. Have you ever wondered, like, travel, like, you travel, you come back, and you feel like now you have found all the answers to your questions? Yes, this is all about segment 5 and the final segment of today's episode, connection and reflection. Traveling also allows us to connect with ourselves and others on a deeper level. So when you step out of your comfort zones and engage with different people, cultures, and perspectives, opens the door to self-reflection and personal growth. Whether it's sharing stories with fellow travelers at a cozy hostel or conversing with locals in a remote village, these connections enrich our experiences and offer valuable insights into our own lives. And you won't believe, I was a true introvert, like an antisocial whatnot. But my first solo trip made me to start this podcast. So you never know, yaar. Just start traveling. With this, I conclude our exploration of how travel can aid in dopamine detoxification. I hope you are inspired to embark on your own adventures across the corners of India by embracing new experiences, immersing ourselves in nature, exploring diverse cultures, and fostering mindfulness. Travel becomes a powerful tool for rejuvenating and self-discovery. So pack your bags, step out of your comfort zone, and let the corners of India guide you on a transformative journey. Until next time, happy travels. I got a disclaimer. It's important to note that this episode was based on personal experiment and seek a balanced approach to well-being. So with my experiences, I have found dopamine detoxification is related to travel because it was effective in my case. It's nothing scientifically validated or have an evidence to it, but it's something that has did a wonder for me. So if you are someone who needs dopamine detoxification or who's going through depression or anxiety, I would rather advise to consult with a healthcare professional or therapist who can provide guidance tailored to your specific needs.